especially after the last couple of weeks we've had. You know, we've had Saturday, Tuesday, and then obviously the game against Liverpool and the emotion of scoring in the last minute, 120 minutes of football, and to the wire as well. You know, and this was an important game for us. We knew that today. We knew it was going to be tough because they're fighting for points. You know, I've been in that position before many times myself, but the way we come back. The belief we've got as a squad, the subs we made made a huge impact for us, and I thought we deserved to get the points in the end.
Victor Moses was a real impact player for you, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's Victor. He's got that in him, you know. When he come on, as I said, him and Andy Carroll, and Emmy could have scored two goals himself. Victor was fantastic. Set up the first one with a great run, and Andy come on and made some vital chances for us. And that's what we've got as a squad now. We've got the players that can do that. The manager's got them at his disposal to turn around and think, right, well, I need to make a change. And especially in the second half, I thought we as soon as they scored, I thought we really took the game to them.
Most neutrals, Mark, would have thought, well, they played extra time in the week and they're 2-0 down at Norwich. They're not going to get back into this. That is how impressive this result looks for West Ham.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we was 2-0 down. A fantastic strike from Robbie. There's not a lot we could do about it. Obviously, I know we lost possession, you know, on the pitch. But that's what you need, you know. When obviously Mikel's lost possession, he's been fantastic for us the last 2-3 months. So we've dug him out of trouble today, you know. And in the end, as I said, in the end, we probably should have won it. But the character and the belief in the squad and the players we've got now is fantastic.
You scored the second equalising goal. One of the best of your career?
Probably. Yeah, I was playing holding midfield at the time. We changed it. So, but I see the ball go forward and I see Dimi on it. And I know Dimi's going to look for a pass. And normally picks one out, and he did, and rolled it across the box to the edge of the box, and just stuck it away. Yeah, it was fantastic, and just give us the foot up to go and try and win the game.
After a week like this, Mark, do you feel there's just a bit of a bandwagon rolling for West Ham right now?
I hope so, because we've got a FA Cup game against Blackburn away on Sunday. We've got a few days to rest after the couple of weeks we've had. Hopefully, I mean, our league position allows us to go into the cup game and give everything, you know, because we're the points we've accumulated over the last 6-7 months gives us a right chance to go for the FA Cup, because that'll be a fantastic thing for the club in the last season at Upton Park.
What's the prevailing opinion in the dressing room? Happy to have fought back for the point, or actually thinking in some ways, given the chances, that you should have won the game?
Yeah, I mean, we had a good chance. The ball I put through to Enna in the first half. Enna normally runs onto them and finishes them. And Mikel had a good chance. And but if you don't take your chances away from home, there's time. You are going to concede goals. And obviously, it was a fantastic goal from Robbie. So sometimes you have to hold your hands up and say, what a good goal. But as you say, the way we fought back, the way we come back as a team and as a squad was fantastic from everyone, and especially the three subs, they made a big difference today.
Yeah, Victor Moses, I mean, he just seemed to eat up ground and they couldn't get the ball off him. There were points in the game when he seemed to be just impossible to dispossess.
Exactly that. He does eat the ground up, and when he gets in his stride, he's so hard to stop. And that's the bit of buzz we needed. You know, we was lacking a little bit up front today. We was offside a lot, and probably shouldn't have been, because we had some good chances in the first half. But it was a great comeback for us, and it sends the fan zone happy, and it keeps the buzz off of Liverpool scoring in the last minute and then coming back today is fantastic for the club.